want to savour that moment, you know, you want to enjoy it while it's there, and they were brilliant, the supporters, absolutely brilliant.
They were fantastic, but also the Middlesbrough fans at the end, that was some accolade. They stood up to a man and applauded you off the pitch. What was that like?
Unusual, because normally we only have about 10 away supporters, so it's a bit unusual, but no, like I say, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to have it, and it's nice to get a standing ovation, and for me, the players deserve that as well for the effort they put in today.
Tremendous performance. When it went 2-0 early in the second half, I think everyone thought, I wonder what's going to happen here, but that you seem to have even more resolve about you then.
We've got resolve, you know, we've got character, and we've certainly done it when we're beaten. And like I said, at half time, we said, whoever gets the second goal, we get the third. If they get the third goal, we get the fourth. And we keep going until we get our goal. And we got our goal, and it wasn't a bad one either.
Oh, well, just talk it through. It was a wonderful strike.
Yeah, but he does it week in, week out. He's got that in his locker. He's a threat, whoever he plays against. And Bradley's Bradley. We know what he's got, and, you know, he's our player. So glad we got him.
And what about the whole experience of coming to the Riverside in terms of Middlesbrough, the football club? How have you found it, Sean?
It's, I don't know, overwhelming, especially at the end there. You know, I've tried to keep my feet on the floor all the way through it, and I've kept the players' feet on the floor, and we haven't got carried away with ourselves. But as soon as our referee blew that whistle, it hit me then. And then I realised what we had achieved and how far we've come, and we've got to use this experience now to really kick us on.
1,068 made their way out from the South Coast today. It says something.
Unbelievable. When you think of the distance, when you think of the travelling they've had to do, and, you know, time they've had to leave, time they're going to get home, you know, this day is as much for them as what it is us, and it's brilliant.
You're a big fella. You've seen a few football matches. I get the feeling you're almost sort of close to having a tear or two. It's been that sort
I was.
Of day.
I had Radio 5 Live to me at the end there when we was doing our supporters, and blubbing away trying to talk and couldn't keep my emotions in. But that's, like I say, that's when it hit me, and you know, I've kept my feet on the floor all the way through it, and I keep saying after Middlesbrough, then whatever the result, I think it'll probably sink in then what we've achieved. And God, as soon as I went out there, that was it. I was gone and I couldn't stop.
The important thing is now, I guess, Tuesday night, back to reality, a league game against Wealdstone. And I guess the important thing is to try and keep some of those 1,068 and get them down to the pilot field.
It would be nice. It would be nice to keep a fraction of them. If we can add an extra 100, 150 to our gate every week, we'll be made up with that. And I think with a performance like that, the attitude of the boys, the character of the boys, I can't see why they wouldn't want to come back and support us.
Final question. Some of the people question the FA Cup, how important it is in the calendar. But, you know, just sum it up from a non-league perspective, how important the FA Cup is.
I don't care what people say. We know how important the FA Cup is. It's everything to us. You can see it in the boys, you know. It's everything. You know, all right, Premiership sides might not take it as seriously. They might have bigger things and bigger money to chase. But for us, you don't. This is once-in-a-lifetime stuff. And we savour this, and it's brilliant.